Welcome to the Jami and Cupcake Show and all the swingers around the world. One, two, three. Welcome to the Jami
and Cupcake Show.
Full disclaimer.
This content is only for adults.
So if you're not 18 years old or more, you need to get out of here. So, like, subscribe, comment, because YouTube help us out, distribute our content. Simple. So, it can't get more basic than that. So I have a question for you.
Yep.
Okay, so is it possible for a swingers couple that has been in the lifestyle for a long time to stop swinging and turn 100% vanilla? 100%. No 1-5 or no 100%.
Are we going to talk about like me and you or just a regular couple or in general?
Let's say you and me first. Okay. Is it possible for us right now? And after you answer, let's go to the general.
Okay. So if it's possible for us, it is. I think it is possible. It's just a little work that we would have to do, you know?
Meaning?
Letting stuff go, you know, that we enjoy doing together. Like in the lifestyle, I think friends in the lifestyle, depending on what type of friends they are, you know,
just their status with us.
Yeah, their status with us. Unless they respect the decision and we could still be friends, you know, because, you know, like not all of our friends are friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it is. The lifestyle does not make our relationship. So I think that's a big thing for us. We don't need it. You know, it's just like a little adventure for us. We enjoy being in that environment, but that doesn't mean that we can't be in other environments, you know, and enjoy it.
Yeah. You know?
So I think we would be able to survive.
With a little bit of adjustments, little by little, taking baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when we did that, like, month, we did different things.
And I enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Exactly. And it had nothing to do with the lifestyle, nothing, absolutely nothing. And we still enjoyed that time together. Maybe, like, the first week, I think, was kind of like
weird. Like, we're not used to this.
Yeah, like it was like, okay. So.
And it's not because, let me repeat it again. It's not that we have multiple partners or nothing like that. It was just, we stopped going to the clubs and events.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just different. Like on a Friday night, we would normally get ready, get all dressed up, you know, enjoy our night, dancing, drinking, talking, all that stuff. And then it was like, okay, Friday night, like, what are we doing?
There's nothing to do.
Crickets.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Oh my God.
So that first weekend, I feel, was like kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had other plans ahead and it was still good. It was refreshing. It was well rested.
Yeah, you know, because we didn't drink like that.
Yeah, we didn't drink that like that. We got some rest. You know, we was going out every weekend. Friday and Saturday. And, you know, sometimes you do need that break. It's not only relationship-wise. I feel like it's also...
body-wise.
Mentally and physical. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure we have survived a lot of stuff.
So, because we know where we're standing in our relationship, but other couples don't. To me, it all depends on how your situation is right
now. How the relationship is.
A couple that really needs the lifestyle to make it work sexually, socially, there's so many aspects that you could throw in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it can definitely destroy a relationship, yeah, for sure. I mean,
if you don't have nothing else going on in your relationship besides the lifestyle, then what are you going to have if you guys stop it?
No, and it's really important that both parties agree to it, because let's say for an example, you come up to me and say, "Jami, you know, let's cut it off. I'm not feeling it no more. You know, I want to focus on you and me, whatever. So we got to stop 100 right now." And I tell you, yeah, but my
is
BS. And behind your back, I'll be doing my thing. That's already cheating, in my opinion, because I'm doing stuff behind your back. And then I end up getting caught by you and forget it. I have to leave the country, you know? But it makes sense, right? That you need to like keep it 100. And to me, if that will happen, if that happens, there has to be steps. You guys can't just, in my opinion, just cut everything like at once. Because at the same time, if you're asking your partner to like, "Oh, let's stop swinging, let's cut the lifestyle," when you guys are having intimacy, you guys can't talk about orgies because you're trying to cut the lifestyle away from you guys. How is it going to work that you're still mentioning it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're still sparking that fire.
Yeah, that's it's definitely not fair. True. Very true. So you need to be careful what you say when you're having sex.
Exactly. You know? The other thing is like the freedom.
Forget your fantasies.
They're gone. The freedom. I always tell her that what I value about the lifestyle the most is the freedom of how can I express myself.
Yeah, expression.
And she does too. You know, that's, to me, that's the most important thing. Sexual thing, whatever. Yeah, it's nice, whatever. But feeling free in the environment
and self-expressing yourself
is the most important. And I wouldn't want to like change that for nothing, unless something happens that we decide that we gotta stop swinging for any reason, you know. But that's the one thing that I would like really
miss
the most, you know.
Yeah,
the freedom of expression and the freedom of the community that we have, you know.
Definitely, that's like a big thing up there in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody is able to express themselves, be them, without having to worry about anybody else. And that's a big loss, you know, right?
It's huge.
That's a very big loss in that type of, you know, if you do end up getting out of lifestyle. Okay,
for the people that are listening and you guys are already swingers for like a few years or whatever, try going back to a normal club after a few years and send me a message and tell me how you guys are feeling right now.
How did it go?
Because we tried it. It's not the same.
No, definitely not.
As soon as I walked in, guys looking at me with trying to start problems. Females were looking at her differently. Oh, why she's dressing so sexy and whatever, whatever. She thinks she's the shit. And like, why? Because we are dancing really freely and we're dancing freaky and we're dancing and we're kissing
like nobody's watching us.
Because that's how I like to feel. Open-minded, you know.
Free,
because I'm dancing with her really sexy and kind of nasty and sexual. That doesn't mean nothing to me. That's how I want to feel, how I want to express myself. But in a regular club, you're not allowed to do that.
You're allowed. You're just going to be looked at.
Yeah, God forbid you do something like that, you know? God forbid, you know?
And that's a pretty big part that you would lose.
The freedom of expression.
No.
That's to me, people can call and try to like define the definition of swingers. There's so many like
definitions, meanings.
Meanings, and people want to draw a tree and put branches. And this is the branch of swing, ding, ding, boom, boom. But to me, it's an open expression community. That's how I call it. Nothing. Aww. Yeah, it is, right? Yeah, why keep trying to put so many letters and so many definitions? It's a community that is free of expression.
Yeah, and you're there and you do what you want and what you feel comfortable with. And everybody is there doing what they want and what they feel comfortable with. That's something that you can't do in the outside world.
Well, you can, but you're gonna be judged. You're gonna be judged, and people are gonna look at you like you have seven heads. That's how I feel.
So for another couple that would want to stop, or her or he wants to stop, it just depends on
their status. The status of the relationship, you know, and you have to think about why you want to do it and consequences if you want to like do it like right there, right now.
To me, a reason of stopping, like completely stopping and as being a swinger, like being in that environment, I think it would be more if you're not agreeing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
Of what we want to do or what we don't want to do.
If there's a disconnection, if I'm going, if we're supposed to be goal center, but...
And you're going right?
I'm going right and you're going left. There's a problem. You got to stop. Oh, for sure. No. That's definitely...
I think that...
But before stopping, you guys have to communicate and say, hey, listen, we're supposed to be walking
together in
holding hands, looking to walking on the middle of the lane. Why are you trying to make a right and I'm trying to make a left? We need to stop. We need to figure out something, and we need a break.
Yeah, whatever is best before, for your relationship.
Yeah. On that way, yeah, for sure. Why would you want to like? Well, unless our marriage sucks, but why? Why would you want to risk?
Why would you want to mess
years,
that up?
No, years of being with somebody for 30 minutes or an adventure or something sneaky or something. You know, that's why communication is so important.
That's the thing, that at the end of the day, like, you could do something and, you know, in an event or at the club, you know, your other person is going to find out because they're there. They're not blind, right? So, you mm-hmm. know, when you get home, you don't hear about it.
Yeah. And one something else too. Just because somebody fucked up in an event, that doesn't mean that you guys have to call it off. You know? Mind you, you're not supposed to be doing that shit. Breaking rules, if you have rules, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if somebody, like, banned a rule, you don't really necessarily have to be saying, oh, let's stop swinging. Yeah. This is not for us. You guys communicate, you know?
I wouldn't even call it like rules. I would like what you guys agree with and what the other person is comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, like if you are making your other, your person like uncomfortable, you know, your spouse or girlfriend or whatever, and know that they're feeling uncomfortable and that's not the way to go.
Something really dangerous. And we've seen it happen. I'm going to tell you the names later on. Obviously, I can't say it now.
Yes.
But somebody that we know, the guy broke a rule, big, huge, enormous time.
It's always the guys, though. It's always the guys.
Oh, I see females, too, but he broke one of the main rules, and she was trying to get back to him for the longest. Do you remember who I'm talking about? And she never did. No. he messed up big time. And she went in a rampage trying to... Maybe she went. But she got back to...
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think she did.
No, I don't think she would.
Yeah. But...
I mean, she was just mad at her.
I don't think if somebody breaks the rule, you should just try to get back to that person. That's really dangerous. Just talk about it. But again, if the other person do it again... Then
there's issues. There's something you guys really need to talk about and maybe reflect on if you guys do continue and talk.
Yeah.
Because that's a dangerous situation to mm-hmm. be in.
Yeah, for sure.
And risky for your relationship. But it's all about how strong your relationship is mm-hmm. at the end of the day. You know? Yeah. That's
this, and there's always, like I said earlier, there's always good to take a break. A break doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that you guys are gonna like live the lifestyle, but if that's what you guys need, good. Yeah.
Do other things outside of the lifestyle. And it's always about balance too.
You know? We learned that, yeah. We learned that.
It's about balance. If it's all this, you know, at the end of the day you're gonna get a little bit tired of it. Like, ugh.
One of the things that I have learned. Not learn because I have done it, but we did it. Because when we traveled to Puerto Rico, we went there for 4 days. Well, let's say you guys go on vacation. I don't think you guys should be talking about anything related to swingers. You guys are going to vacation. You guys are going to like forget about home, yeah. work.
Unless it's a vacation of swingers.
Oh,
right?
No, for yeah. sure. Yeah, no, if you're going to the... Yeah. But if it's a normal vacation to a destination, forget about everything.
The lifestyle,
focus
yeah.
on you guys.
Yeah, that's a moment for yourself.
Yeah. And you guys build it up and work on your problems, situations, and have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And forget about the lifestyle for a week. Mm-hmm. You come back stronger, with more horny than any than
more horny than ever.
Than ever, you know. Yeah, just yeah. That's like a therapy.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
more horny than ever
for sure.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, but I think we answer it.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It all depends on your status of the relationship.
Let us know what you guys think. Right.
Yeah. I'm curious about.
Yeah, I would like to know other people's opinion on this. If it's possible. Or if your relationship would survive.
Yeah. Mine's will. Would.
Mine's will too.
Right.
It's the same.
But anyways, guys, girls, people, we love you guys all. Like, subscribe, comment.
Follow.
Cupcake_fans
to support me.
So this is Jami
and Cupcake.
Keep swinging, guys.
Bye.
Peace. 1